She's out, better watch your step. She's out, watch your step. She's out, better watch your step. She's out, watch your step.
You're listening to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM or online at kpfa.org. After a long, lazy weekend day of reading, you might want to see a show. Feminist remakes of classic fairy tales are all the rage nowadays. And as any gay person can tell you, there's nothing more classic than The Wizard of Oz.
Hello? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Left of Oz, now playing at the Ashby Stage in Berkeley, is a special kind of recasting of one of the best-known and best-loved movies of the 20th century. It's written and directed by Stephanie Reif and stars Sarah Moseby as the wide-eyed Dorothy, who early in the play finds her way to San Francisco. Over the weekend, I sat down with writer-director Stephanie Reif.
I think that a lot of the characters in the show are parts of my sub-personality, and when I was 21 years old, I divorced my husband in L.A. and moved to San Francisco to come out, and, you know, Dorothy sort of represents that, the part of us that's willing to be the seeker, the adventurer, to go out and take that risk and go to a new community. I think a big feeling that I have about the show is that we all come to San Francisco or the Bay Area, and it's amazing. It's unique. There is no place like this where we can be totally who we are. There's no place that I could be a Jewish lesbian hippie and it's okay. We get used to living in this island where it's okay to be gay, it's okay to be political, it's okay to be bi, and it's okay to be trans, and it's okay to be whoever it is that you want to be. And we forget how special it is. And through Dorothy's eyes, we get to revisit the wow of San Francisco. And through her sidekicks and their relationship with her, we remember that we have a whole language in the Bay Area that is not really known necessarily in the outer world.
The show features a multicultural and multi-talented cast. Val Scott as Aunt Emma has a stellar singing voice, and Tony Lynn Sydeko is charming as Tony, the butch dance instructor. But Amelia Mae Paradise steals the show as Jasmine, who stands in for the Scarecrow.
I'm Jasmine. You can call me Jazz.
Oh, well, my name is Dorothy. Nice to meet you.
Right on.
So, where are you going?
Oh, me? I'm heading west. I just came from Michigan. The Michigan Women's Music Festival. Oh my God, it's outrageous. Thousands of women naked in the sun. Ugh. Clothes can be like so restricting, you know? Ugh. Oh my God, and I made some great bucks too.
Oh, really? Doing what?
Oh, selling Tibetan bowls. That's what I do. I sell them at festivals.
Tibetan bowls?
The bowls are like musical meditation, and they make this really amazing sound that gets you into this totally mellow alpha state.
How do you get to that place in Michigan you were talking about? Thousands of women in the sun.
Jasmine is the hippie, and she represents the Scarecrow. She's the flexible, and she's a doper, and she's cosmic and spiritual. And you know, she was worried whether or not she was going to be able to get a part because she's got a beard. She's a professional dancer, and she's also an amazing comedian. She does a song called If I Don't Burn Out My Brain. And I didn't know if that was going to be controversial because she's the hippie doper. They love it. And, you know, that doesn't mean I'm promoting that people go be dopers. I'm just representing different people. And then she's flanked by the lion character, who in our world is the leather butch. Tough on the outside, shy on the inside, a little bit insecure, a little bit, you know, but bloated and, you know, holding up her leather collar. And Kat's establishing song is, you know, if I were king of the city. Not drag king, not diva, not prince. I'm trying to approach a realism in the character so that we can identify and believe in the characters mixed with that blend of fantasy where we've got Glenda in the big dress with the sparkle and the glitter and the wand, and we have Temptress, the naughty witch, in her green sparkly balcony And we do find out in the third act about their history, but I can't tell you about what that is.
Rife grew up in Los Angeles, and while she wanted to be an actress, she figured out early on she would never be a star. Stars were tall and blonde. She was short, dark, and Jewish. So she went to work as a physician's assistant. Her current work is in geriatrics, but in the 1980s, she was caring for people with AIDS and would rewrite old show tunes at night to unwind. Left of Oz premiered in 1996 in Petaluma, where it ran as a benefit for AIDS and breast cancer services. But a few years ago, Rife decided to rewrite it and create a new score.
Follow your dream and know that your vision is all that it seems to be. Your dream, follow your dream, have trust in your heart.
It's a very complex show. There are 17 scenes, 13 songs, 6 full-on dance numbers, choreographed by Doug Caldwell from L.A., who's a world-renowned choreographer. We have a lot of scenes here on the Yellow Brick Road, which is Market Street, somewhere between Castro and Octavia. And then when the curtain opens, you're at Lay Club, the Leather Bar. You're at the Samba class the next time it opens. You're in Kansas the first time it opens, and of course the last time. We do start and end in Kansas. It's a romantic musical comedy. It's Dorothy's Search for Love, Dorothy's Adventures in San Francisco. And she does find love, and then it's a girl meets girl. Girl thinks she lost girl. Girl does find girl in the end, I can tell you that. You know, because I'm way into happy endings.
Okay, so maybe don't go for the story, and some of the dialogue is a little weak. But the music and dance will transport you to a place you want to go.
I identify mainly as a singer, and I sing everything from blues, you know, R&B, to Spanish. I love to sing in Spanish. I love to sing in Hebrew. Our musical arranger, Janice Dunson Wilson, who is a brilliant award-winning chamber music composer, and she was talking to the actors about the love song at the end, and she was telling them that what was difficult about it for them was that it was a Middle Eastern scale. Now, I grew up in a Jewish and Arab community, but I didn't realize how much had integrated into my songwriting about that, such that what's interesting about the love song, which then blends into the finale, is that it's actually on a Middle Eastern scale. And here she played the scale on the piano. I'm like, oh, I grew up with singing in Spanish and Hebrew before I sang much in English, I think.
Today is a new day for you and me. Our hearts, our lives will be waving our red.
Wanted both the script and the cast to reflect the true lesbian culture of the Bay Area.
I mean, you know, kinds of things that we actually talk about, but we never see in a show. I'm an actual lesbian. So we know that this show was not written by straight men in Hollywood with what they projected lesbians would be. I would not even allow heterosexual women to audition for Dorothy, and I had many, many ask. And that's because there is not that many roles for lesbians in a lesbian musical comedy, and we're in the Bay Area. There is no way that I could possibly justify having a straight woman play Dorothy.
Do you feel like lesbians can play lesbians better than straight women?
That's a really interesting question, because a great actress is a great actress. But I want to know that our Dorothy is one of us. And I think that the fact that the whole audience, who was not entirely but mostly lesbians, felt that this show really was for them.
I think it's great. I think it's very creative and definitely a lesbian play for lesbians.
I think I've learned my best stuff about theater from gay men, because when I was a teenager, which would be in the early 70s, I used to come up on weekends and go to the Cockettes shows and the Angels of Light shows, and I was so inspired by their grandeur and their sparkle. The dancers, they give the show glamour and pizzazz. The Leather Club number is totally styled as a Bob Fosse kind of sensual, oh my God, it's the leather and lace number. And then we have another number, which is a samba class, and that's very upbeat, and that's where Dorothy meets Tony, the samba teacher, who she, you know, has a spark for. And then there's a tap dance number with a very, what I think is a quintessential, if I'm saying that word right, number about lesbian breakups, called Forget That Girl.
You gotta get up, forget that girl. Get out, there'll be another girl. Get up, get out, you'll find love, you'll see.
You gotta get up, forget that girl. Get out, there'll be another girl. Get up, get out, you'll find love, you'll see.
And your politics don't jive. You vote green, she's right wing. She don't recycle anything.
Get up, forget that girl. Get out, there'll be another girl. Get up, get out, you'll find love, you'll see.
Michelle Cooper is the dance captain.
There are four dancers, and I steal a couple of the actors in a couple other scenes where I need more bodies. And they were just absolutely wonderful to work with, a complete joy. There's a mock ballet number, which is so fun for us, and the audience loves it. That's the Pillow Fight Pajama Party.
This show is wonderful. I'm cracking up. I think the dancers are wonderful. I think the singing is wonderful.
In addition to writing and directing, Rife plays the good witch, Glenda Ellen of Sonoma.
When I'm out there in the big dress with the rhinestones and singing the big inspirational number, and I look out at the audience and I see a swarm of people who are adults, 30 to 60 years old, I think most of the audience, looking like children at Disneyland with their eyes wide and the sparkle in their eyes, because I think that we all, even as we grow up, still need that magic.
I enjoyed the part when the Wicked Witch was talking about how she's going to get the shoes and the whole premise on that.
I have a very full-time, very serious job. I love my work. I love my patients. I'm devoted to my work as a healing art. I want to do what I can to make somebody's quality of life better and to stabilize or improve their health for sure, but I want to also make people feel good. And when I'm on stage and singing, if I made one person happy that was not happy when they came in the door, I did my job as a healer. In the feminist community, the lesbian community, where we do so much work for the community, for AIDS, for gay marriage, for so many really serious causes, I feel like the lesbian community bears a lot of work for political good, and that's important, wonderful, good work. But we also need to be entertained. When I decided to go ahead and produce the show myself the first time, I went to a workshop for producers in San Francisco. We went around the room and everybody said why they were doing it. And one person after another had a very serious goal. I want to unveil the depths of the inner turmoil of the hidden secrets of our past and serious stuff. It's important. But it got around to me and about 30 producers, and I was the only one that said, I want to make people smile. I want to entertain.
And entertain is exactly what Left of Oz does. The show runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 18th at the Ashby Stage, the first entirely solar-powered theater in the country. The theater is wheelchair accessible. For information and tickets, go to leftofoz.com or call 800-838-3006. Tickets are $25, and I believe that next week on our show we will have a pair of tickets to give away, so be sure to tune in.